Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's really high.
Y'all.
No, it was really loud, and so I took myself down.
Every time we start, Poodle spends 5 minutes adjusting all the knobs and going,
that is not true.
Boppy, boppy. testing his sound, and he always...
Don't tell behind-the-scenes details!
And then he always ends up on the same number and the level that
you
we're always
what?
At.
I just want everything to be perfect for our audience. I'm just dedicated. Sorry if I don't roll in and fart and burp like you do and say, all right, let's do it.
Let's go.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This is,
What is this?
This is high.
This is
Yo,
high.
Yo, this is 90 Day Gays.
This is
90 Day Gays.
Happily ever after.
Happily ever asshole.
Asshole. This is season 5. With little, this is actually, if you look online, this is considered episode 14. However, our TiVo said it was episode 22. I think it was confused.
It all feels like just walking down an endless dark hallway right now for me.
Yeah. So next week is the last episode.
Finale. That's what I think.
It's a finale. I think that's right. And then we're going to
have... And then we'll have probably two tell-alls.
Two tell-alls. And then y'all, God, we found out in the commercial, and then Toes starts again on Sunday nights, and it's a two-hour premiere.
I actually am okay with Toe being 2 hours.
Even if it is every week?
It won't be. They can't do that.
They've got 2 hours to fill on a Sunday night. What are they going to put?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll put something after it.
No.
No.
Bless me.
I don't know. You should just wait to let me. I'll say bless you. Don't say bless me. Doesn't work the same.
Will you say bless you?
I will. Okay. I say it all the time.
You do, actually.
This is riveting.
Y'all.
Riveting.
Woo, today's weird. It's still weird here, and it's hot, and it's humid, and we don't know what to do with our bodies.
And I don't ever know what to do with my body. I'm just flailing Same. Around.
You know who else doesn't? Colt. The way he runs.
Oh, it's bad.
It's bad. We're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about Drunk Charlie's marriage speech.
Looks like a Peanuts character.
It's true. What we're going to be talking about? What else are we going to be talking about? I'm giving a summary. We've never done this before.
You're loose cannoning right now, and I don't know what
boom,
to talk.
Boom, boom, boom.
That was a loose cannon.
Boom,
but you used.
You know what? Roll with me. Sorry, Poodle's eyes are itching.
I know. I'm in a state.
We don't know. Any announcements? I don't think
I
we
was
do.
Going to make one.
Oh, yeah.
This week's Bicurious.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We have decided. We're not sure what episode, you guys, but we're going to do. It's currently available on Hulu and the TLC app, and it is Seeking Sister Wife.
Seeking Sister Wife. Is it on currently or no?
No.
Y'all, we really wanted to get something that was on currently. Nothing
There's
really
nothing
good
on.
Is on that we wanted to give our time to.
Yeah.
We talked about that Tamara Braxton show, but it looks like she's really trying to make her life better, and we
and
felt bad about dragging her.
And we
but
talked
there is
about
one guy who says, if it ain't in the Bible and it ain't from God, I ain't believing it. And I'm like, he's going to be fun.
We also talked about doing
You're a little hot.
Married at First.
Really? Yeah, I can't get my ear. You know what? I'll turn this down. Married at First.
Married at First Sight of
New Orleans.
But we've already done two of those. So we felt like we needed a branch into
We're trying to
else.
Mix it up, y'all.
And y'all, I love me some polygamy. So not in practice. Not that I would like it. Because I don't sure will.
Boy. That's the truth.
I don't want to share a dessert. I'm okay. Like, when I get a dessert with someone, I just kind of assume I'm going to eat more of it than them.
He'll let you have one bite at first, and then he'll go away in the corner, and you come. He comes back, and he has cheesecake all over his beard. And you said, what were you doing? He said, just chatting with someone.
Yeah, that whole share a dessert thing, I'm going to eat most of that dessert at that table.
That's Poodle for you.
And you know what? Even though I'm hungry, I want to eat that dessert.
Maybe that's a little Poodle book. Sometimes people don't share. Deal with it.
I don't share well. And I was made to because my brother's 18 months younger than me. And so we had to share everything. And my mom's like, share that with your brother. Take all of that. Share. That's how you show each other love.
Boy, I think if anybody in the world knows how your brother feels, it's me. I mean, we're literally, 5 days apart in birthdays?
Yeah.
And you never share anything with me unless it's like the last bite. And you're like, I'm done. And then you walk away.
I have shared so many things with you. Especially things that I don't like.
Exactly. Yeah. If he doesn't like, he'll be like, here you go. And it's like, do you not want any more? You're like, I do, but you go ahead. And then finally I'll be like, you don't like this, dude. He's like, no. It's horrible.
The worst is that the movies, I don't like to share popcorn at all. I like my own.
We already know when we go to the movies, we make Jake get his own popcorn. Because
I'm
going to
take all yours.
But here's the deal. He's cheap, so he doesn't want to buy his own popcorn. He just
I'm
wants
like,
to
I'll
eat
just
your,
share yours. And I will eat all your popcorn.
All of it.
I am not. I can't be held responsible because movie popcorn has something in it that I just have to throw all of it into my body while I'm sitting there in the dark.
I miss my body. I stand up and there's popcorn everywhere around me.
I think that's normal. That's a normal thing.
Thank you.
You're just trying to shove it in your mouth as quickly as possible.
It's true, to get rid of it before the evidence comes.
I have done that. I have eaten all my popcorn before the movie. And there is no sadder feeling.
It's true, because we have one friend that would make us wait. And she was right, but you and I would always, because it's hot. Why are we talking about this? I'm hungry now. All right, let's go on, shall we?
So the Bicurious this week that will come out on Friday will be some episode of Seeking Sister Wife, available on Hulu.
Yes.
Or it is a TLC show.
And then,
or the TLC app.
Yes, and we already can say because we've announced it. And then next week,
Bridezilla's.
The first episode of the new season of Bridezilla airs next Thursday night. So we'll watch that and do that on Friday.
Bridezilla.
And then we already know what we're going to do for October, but we're going to make you wait because
we're
teases.
We're going to make you wait.
We're teases.
Sluts.
Slutsies. Slutsies. Anyway.
I forgot what we were going to do already.
I think that's it for our announcements.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. I think we're good to go. Anyway.
You just turned yourself up.
I know. I'm trying to get things situated.
That's what you do. You kind of like turn yourself up and then like you're deafening me throughout the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, only I do that.
No comment.
Let's jump in.
This episode's called To Love and Obey.
Who do you want to start with? Do you want to start with Elizabeth and Andre?
Yeah, because okay. That's what the show started with.
Well, no, but sometimes I'm trying to give you a woman's prerogative, because sometimes you change your mind. And you say, I want to start with somebody else, and I say, okay.
I would have jumped in already if I wanted to. To love and obey the Joanna Kearns Lifetime movie. It does sound like a title.
I love Joanna Kearns.
Me too.
What's happening to her?
She's around.
They used to do really dramatic Growing Pains where Alan Thicke is dead.
What?
They should do like a really dramatic Growing Pains of where they're now.
Is there an audience for that?
Their oldest son, Kurt, is totally like a
Kirk Cameron.
He's like a religious nut job.
Kirk
Cameron, whatever.
Yeah. Tracy Gold's still around.
Tracy Gold, she's kind of, and the younger son, he got cute. And then,
they have a child?
Chrissy.
Oh, right. Little
Chrissy,
girl.
The little sister.
Yeah.
She's pretty normal, too.
Sounds riveting.
Could be real sad.
But think about Joanna Kearns versus Judith Light. Judith Light's career is banging right now. She was in The Politician.
Well, Ryan Murphy loves her. He's putting her in stuff, too.
But she also was an Ugly Betty.
And she was.
She's done... Joanna Kearns probably thinks, oh, this is what I could have had. Because they were kind of in the same place, career-wise.
I'm going to look up Joanna Kearns.
She was so pretty. No one gives a shit.
Someone does. I know it.
What's she doing now?
Oh, her hair's short and it looks really cute.
While you're doing that, I will continue.
All right. I don't think she's doing much. Oh.
Maybe she wants to be a grandma.
Well, in 2017, she had a breast cancer diagnosis.
Oh.
So we wish her the best on that.
Hopefully she's okay. She's doing well.
Hopefully she is. So, Joanna, if you're listening to the show, we love you and are wishing you well.
She's not.
She's not listening. So let's talk about Elizabeth and Andre.
Andre.
Do you think they listen? I think Jen probably does, but not Elizabeth, not Libby.
Jen, because we might mention her.
Yes, she's like, please talk about how well.
Please talk about how I
put on concealer
and how much bronzer I wear.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so awful. Let's talk about
this. It's
wedding day. It's Moldovan wedding day. They finally, even though. We knew they were going to get married, but Elizabeth's like, I don't know if I even want to get married to him, which she said every single episode.
Yeah.
You know what? Give him to me. It'd be fine.
Did you see that scene where he's shirtless and his brother slaps him on his stomach? You're going to marry that, honey.
I kind of evaporated into the floor at one point.
I blacked out.
I woke up jerking off.
Yeah. I woke up just finished. I don't even remember it. There was a pat of Crisco kind of melted in my left hand and bad decisions in my right.
Butter-flavored
Crisco because I'm Southern.
Remember when you tried to taste butter-flavored Crisco and you thought it would taste like butter and it was terrible? You know you did that.
I did. And it wasn't the same. It's like when you taste vanilla and you think it's going to taste good, like vanilla extract.
Well, everyone's parent tells them, try it. And you're like, because you're a child, right? Everyone did that to their child.
Yeah.
My mom's like, see, don't be drinking that shit.
Yeah, that's true. I tried. My mom said, why are you eating that? That's just lard.
Sorry, mama. Does that mean I have to spit it out?
No. I think I even put a little sugar in it. I wanted frosting.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
Says a lot.
Anyway, so Libby's getting ready with Jen. What are your thoughts on her makeup job?
Okay. So Jen...
She doesn't.
You might want to sit down for this, but you do makeup as if this makeup is community theater makeup.
Yeah, it's
so dark for it's so much for a small house.
Yeah,
meaning y'all know community theater. Well, the makeup is so extreme.
Yep.
Even though there's only like 50 people that can sit in your community theater, it's like Nobody did more extreme makeup than UNT Opera. Y'all, college opera people are like, we've got to do like, we're in makeup for when we're at the Metropolitan Opera.
We got to be
10,000
all the
people.
Way out to that 10,000th seat.
Yeah.
You got to see that I'm an old man.
Yeah.
Like Nathan Furman.
Yeah, that's who I think of. Nathan Furman had the word.
There's only 100 yards between me and you, Grandma.
Yeah, we get it.
I don't
You're
need an actual dark line.
Or like they would say there was a trick. Well,
remember the white in the eyes?
Put red or white in the eyes, just like little dots, not even blended. Her blush is so dark and her brows are so...
Well, Jen does that. Jen does her face like that. Yeah,
her brows are way too dark.
Yeah.
Way too dark.
I feel like, though...
The palette is fine. It's just too much.
And you're right. And
she was in that church, and she looked like they had like a streetwalker they were trying to convert to Christianity.
Well, the weirdest thing is, the more makeup you put on yourself, the older you look.
This is true.
In a way. So if you kind of go light with your makeup and only choose certain areas, then you look very fresh-faced.
Yes. The more you mature, the less makeup you should actually be putting on.
Yep.
That's not for me, y'all. That's Oprah. Oprah.
Thank you.
Kevin O'Quinn. God rest his soul.
He's dead.
He is dead.
Do you have AIDS?
No. He had a...
That's right. It was something really...
It was like a very odd, like, pituitary disease.
Yes.
Like, I think Andre the Giant had it, so where they just... Parts of them never stop growing. It's almost like a cancer. They kind of reproduce.
I remember that.
Yeah. And then his mom died.
You had
died.
That Kevin O'Quinn book, didn't you? I
bet
you...
Oh, I loved them.
Oh,
that's what
here
got me
we
to
go.
Make them. I loved them. Facing Forward, y'all, loved it.
That was such a thing in like the early aughts or late 90s.
Well, I don't think
all those Kevin O'Quinn books.
People don't realize that all this drag queen makeup and everything now and all the contouring that women are doing, that is directly related to Kevin O'Quinn. He started all of that
in the
early 90s. And then that's how drag queens makeup got better. Because that's where he learned it all from.
Right.
And then he started doing it for women and made Gwyneth Paltrow look like fucking
Marilyn Monroe. Oh, remember all those? Yeah.
Yeah, y'all. He's the guy that did, like, stars and made them look like other people, and it was great.
Did you have that book when we lived together?
Yeah, and like several of them. Yeah, we used to look through because it was still good to do. So I learned a lot about makeup. Love an apricot blush just because of that today. Love an apricot blush. Works almost on everybody.
I feel like that's the gayest thing you've ever seen, or the gayest thing you've ever said.
I do feel like my butthole flowers when I say it. Apricot. Anyway, okay, let's take a little commercial break, and we will be right back. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
She's worried that... what are you looking
Make
at?
Make sure we have enough SIM card.
Oh, wait, is that a concern?
No, we have 9 hours, so I think we're fine unless you get chatty.
I don't know. So... they're talking about, Andre told me this yesterday. I'm really happy he told me, but I'm super concerned that there's something else. They're always like teasing something else, y'all. She's always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And guess what? There ain't one.
Yeah.
We've already heard the big story. He tried to protect you.
Well, you know, it's still, it's interesting when Andre later talks about, I have my secrets, no one will know.
I know, that was
a little bit like, what the fuck? What? And then I thought, wait a second. What if Andre was like fucking Moldova, Moldova, CIA, and could like fucking be a spy and could like kill people?
I think he would have beat the shit out of Charlie earlier.
But what if he won't? Because he doesn't want to blow his cover. He's playing the long game.
He's not that complicated.
How much hotter is that?
He's not that complicated. Sorry. He's a meat and potatoes man. He just wants to fuck you, missionary, and then go to bed. Not that I'd have a problem with
that. Not that I'd have a problem with that at all.
So I wrote down again, I still think... almost 90% of the conflict on this trip has been manufactured.
Yes. Yes, I think so too. Mm-hmm.
Especially the, what else is he getting from me? Or what else is he hiding from me? Ugh.
Ugh.
So, it's at the boys' apartment, and they are drinking, and they're getting ready separately. Mm-hmm. And Andre is talking to Marcel about all the stuff that her family was trying to find out. And he's like, so they basically added some words that you told them. That was it.
That was it.
That's the scandal.
That's the scandal. And I guess they're not going to bring this up anymore.
No, that's it. And this is something we've been pursuing season.
I was going to say, so we pursued his secrets all season.
Yep.
And we're not going to find out what they are.
Nope.
Because it's no secret, because you told everybody.
There weren't any secrets.
That's a Kylie Minogue deep cut.
I was going to say, I thought I knew more Kylie Minogue than you did.
Oh, I know a lot of early Kylie Minogue.
What album is that?
That was the first Locomotion. Oh. I should be so lucky, 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 lucky.
But you don't know all of her gay stuff. You only know like the early European
early
stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
Weird. Anyway, they are kind of sitting there. Around him, he takes his shirt off, which I gasp at. He's like, oh, look, you are fat. And I'm like, don't you dare shame my baby.
Oh, no.
Don't you fat shame him.
And, you know, because he just doesn't have abs. He just has kind of like one flat stomach.
Yeah.
And they kind
it's
of.
It's not even a big stomach. It's and then they barely
kind of,
a belly.
Yeah, they kind of pat his hairy stomach. And then, I don't know if this happened to other people's TiVo slings, but it happened to our TiVo. Did yours? It went kind of fuzzy,
yeah,
and furry. And
I know what you're talking about.
Did you start to hear some weird music kind of coming?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And then we looked, and like the closet door opened. There was actually like a guy in a thong with a DJ set, like playing music. And then his brother said, "Hey, I'm not really your brother," and he took out his dick. And
yeah.
Then his best friend.
All this happened.
And his best friend just got on his knees and kind of, they just kind of cuckolded him and slapped his face with his penises for
That's
like
not
5 minutes.
What that means.
I don't know.
Cuckold.
Something. Isn't that something?
That's like
dirty?
When you watch someone, it's like Jerry Falwell Jr., when you watch that guy fuck his wife. That's cuckolding.
That would work too, but not Libby. But if Andre fucked his friend.
I think I'd like it better if the boys took off their masks from their normal faces and they were real hot. They look like Andre. They're like hot style.
I do think his brother with that kind of white shirt that was kind of open looked way more attractive this time.
I agree. He'd fixed like, his... He'd fixed
I bet
his...
when he was younger, and I bet he was pretty... I bet I
well,
went,
he got
he
Ema
still get it.
Or Ina.
Yeah, he can fuck.
Ina is gorgeous.
She's gorgeous, y'all. She's the winner of all of
an
this.
An Eastern European goddess.
She is, and she's yeah.
She showed up at that wedding in that scarf.
She looked beautiful.
Ooh.
She was the most beautiful there person there.
Very unassuming.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm.
Ooh.
Anyway, ugh. that was the hottest part of the episode. I like the whole I had a hard time paying attention. Then when he was in that blue suit later, y'all.
That three-piece suit. Oh my God.
Y'all.
He looked like a man.
Don't ever say
I mean,
that
he
again.
He looked good.
The man.
Ooh.
Anyway, so and Lily's like, even though I feel like I'm in a Halloween costume.
Take me to Pommel Town. Lay me down and pommel me.
Is that from something?
Nope, I just made it.
Pommel Town.
I was so keyed up, I had to express it in song.
I keep writing like I'm scrawling on some prison wall. He is so hot. He is so hot. Maybe I just haven't had sex in a while. I have to tell you, I will update it, and I guess I'll do it on the podcast.
Sure.
The person I've been vetting, he's going to get a coronavirus test.
Oh.
And, like, come over right after.
Are you going to get one, too?
Yes.
How are you going to do it?
I'm going to go to the doctor's.
And y'all are just going to, like, are y'all going to get tested on the same day? And fuck the next
day? It's kind of romantic. No, on the day of. We find out the results.
You're not even going to wait a night.
No. Because then how can I know he hasn't been anywhere?
How will I know
exactly.
if he has corona?
You know what? I think it's really romantic.
You know,
it's kind of like Wallace Simpson and the prince abdicating for Wallace Simpson. It's kind of the same thing.
Sure. You're not a royal. I'm going to tell you this again. You are not royalty.
You
know,
never
there
be
is,
royal.
It is nice that... it you know what it is? A lot of people don't go the extra mile for people anymore, and already y'all are making an effort for one another.
I know. I'm thinking this could be something.
His dick must be huge for you to do this.
You know what? We've just kind of let's say we've chatted.
Oh, he's met Piano Cat.
Yes. And also this is someone I've known. Someone I've actually slept with before.
Oh.
So yeah.
So you know what
I wouldn't take a chance on a wild card.
Take a chance. Nope.
No, I've been to this buffet.
Oh, and it was a good buffet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Hush puppies.
Y'all, if a buffet has hush puppies and cottage cheese, it's a good buffet. Because cottage cheese is expensive to put on a buffet.
Or sunflower seeds you can put on your salad or those good croutons like at Ruby Tuesdays.
Yes.
The rye ones.
Those are good.
That's a good buffet. Oh, no, they're little apple rings that are red. That's a really good one.
You need to eat. You're hungry and I'm
food crazy.
You're hungry and you're horny.
I know.
Well, let us know when you're going to get tested.
I will. I'll tell you. We have not firmed up a time. So it may not even happen.
I hope it does happen.
I don't know. You know how... like hookup things are. You'll hear from them for a couple days and then like I forget to respond.
You forget to
respond. My fault. Y'all, I'm not a good person to date.
He's not. He's also terrible at emailing.
I'm becoming better. I'm becoming like Michelle Obama. This show's off the rails.
It is off the rails today. Let's jump in.
So anyway, he looks hot. They right before the church service, he's like, "No laughing, no jokes inside."
And Charlie's like, "Hey, why is that a big deal?
Because it's a church, Charlie. Because
it's a fucking church. Even we know when you're in a fucking
solemn
church,
especially an Orthodox church, it's very solemn."
He walks in, it's like, "Whoa, there's gold everywhere."
Yeah,
So gross.
So the church is kind of very beautiful, Orthodox, lots of gold. If Asuelu's mom would have been in there, she'd try to pry something out of the wall,
for
money
sure.
bags.
For y'all.
And Jen's like, this is like a fairy tale. I'm overwhelmed.
They are, I just have written every once in a while, her eyebrows are so dark.
It's
terrible. This is a beautiful ceremony. This made me miss being Catholic because I do love high church.
Yeah.
There's something I love about it. It was really pretty.
All you have to do is become Episcopalian. You get all the sense, the
I know, I don't want to be Episcopalian
and all that
now,
shit.
I don't believe in sin.
Okay.
Y'all, sin's made
Neither
up.
Do they.
Anyway, so they have the wedding. It's beautiful.
I like it when they tied their hands together.
I loved
that. Like it was Robin Hood. Didn't
yes.
they do that on Robin Hood?
Maybe.
Am I making that up? Sometimes I don't
know.
Know
it's true. Everything I do.
Do y'all have that thing if you don't know if something is real or you imagined it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's to the point, that's what happens after 40, y'all.
Yeah, you're like,
I think,
what?
I've heard. I mean, I'm not 40 yet.
I don't know.
I mean, pretty bird.
pretty bird. I did love that. I love the crowns and their
hats. Yeah, that's very Orthodox.
It's an Orthodox wedding
with the
crowns. It was beautiful. So they get married, and then they go out, and it's time to go to the reception. And this is where I learned that American weddings are basic.
Oh, y'all.
Oh, my
There were dancers.
God.
Like
hot,
fucking
gay.
Solid gold.
Jake and I need, if you are from Moldova, Jake and I need to go to your wedding so we can
Those
we'll have a boyfriend. But
dancers
still.
Were hot.
Hot. There
hot.
Are gay people in Moldova because they have to dance at
there
your wedding.
There was one bearded dancer who I would have begged for.
And they're flapjacking and turning around and upside down. And
one of them just beatboxing.
Yes.
Not beatboxing, b-boying.
And they're
breakdancing.
Dancing around bread, and they split bread. And
it's very theatrical.
Like, it's like a wishbone.
It's like a scene from, like, Rite of Spring by Stravinsky.
Exactly. Audience didn't riot. Except for Charlie.
That's a deep classical music cut. It's actually not true that the audience rioted because of the music. It was because
really?
Of the dancing.
Oh, really?
The dancing was much more offensive
really?
Than the music, yes.
You know what? This is so gay and weird. But if I had, like, probably top five, if I could go back in time, that would be something I would want to see.
There is. I watched it. I watched it in my master's. We saw the original choreography, kind of redone. Nijinsky's original choreography redone.
Would it be that
it was very flat footed, very quote unquote primal. It was very ugly at the time. That's why people had a riot.
I would want to see the riot, though. I would want to be there and see the riot and see just that reaction to that.
Be in the room?
Because I've never been in a place where people literally have rioted because of art, of like a performance.
Yeah, no one does that anymore.
Yeah. We should start that.
Where I go to a
where. Welcome to KCAL News. We have breaking news. We have a homosexual who's rising at
Kelly Clarkson
the new
concert.
Keira Knightley movie.
There wasn't enough male nudity. This is garbage.
And you're just stomping back and forth in front of this. And you're like, Kelly Clarkson was getting divorced. I thought this music would be better. I don't know her new music. It's probably great, but whatever.
You're right. There aren't any more riots for
exactly.
art.
Exactly. Nothing makes us riot from art anymore.
Except for that Smash Mouth concert where people threw things at them that we heard about.
That was warranted.
And that was warranted.
That was warranted.
Hey, now.
No.
You're a dick pic.
No. No. Shutting that one down.
So they're dancing, boys in capes,
also
drums.
I want to just remind y'all, Libby never smiles.
Never.
Like, it's so, I'm like, bitch, when they presented the bride and groom, I'm like, she kind of, I'm like, this is bride 101. You walk in, bride and groom, and you smile.
You smile.
I know this isn't a cultural
you
thing.
You don't wave this like is, Christine did at her wedding.
No, you don't do that. This is not a not a wedding. This is a reception.
You oh, smile. Reception, you smile.
Yes, even when she's sitting down at the table, you smile.
I just think she's got such a sense of self-importance that I think that's it for her.
She's just never happy, I don't feel like.
I know who could make him happy, and it's me. Or Bill Boulware.
Y'all, that depends on if he's a top or a bottom for Andre.
I think Andre's the top.
Yeah.
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 Pummel
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, Bill.
Turn over, so, Bill.
Anyway, so.
There's an LED floor.
Again, American weddings are basic. They're, it's so over the top. And then Jen, of course, is like, this wedding is gorgeous. It is so over the top. And I went, that is a great thing to say. And then she took another breath.
Yeah.
Well, we see where my dad's money went. Wow.
God, y'all, they're disgusting,
y'all,
these people.
One of the most classless things you can do at a wedding is talk about how much it
costs. How much money it costs.
And talk about who paid for it. Now, look, if you're at a wedding with your best girlfriend or guy friend and you lean over and you're like, this wedding costs a fortune, and then you say, yeah, her mom paid for it.
Yeah. That's different.
That's different.
If you talk out of the side of your mouth, it doesn't count.
But if you're fucking talking into a television camera,
and your face
and
is orange.
Yeah. Then you might be a trash.
You might be trash.
That should be our comedy.
You might
be trash.
If you
get drunk at your sister's wedding and you got a small dick and coke under your nose, you might be a trash heap.
So Charlie is sitting there already drunk, y'all.
Like
it's like, is this raw salmon? And he's like,
I mean, y'all, he is drunker than me at our mojito party. And that was drunk. I got early drunk.
Is that when you poured out the garbage?
We were cooking burgers that day, and I was cleaning up, and I poured.
You'd like to do that when you're really drunk. You like to have things to do.
I do. Well, I'd been sleeping on the grass.
Yes,
remember,
right.
Face down? Tasha took that picture, and I woke up, and I went, I'm going to clean up. And so,
even though there were still people there.
There was embers still that I didn't know were still hot in the charcoal, so I dumped them in the trash.
You never clean up charcoal.
Drunk. I know to do that, but I was drunk, and I burned my finger a little bit, and I set our garbage on fire.
And someone's like, hey, y'all's garbage is on fire. And I was like, ah!
And Poodle couldn't do it. Sissy had to handle it.
Yep.
And some straight guys that were there. But I got really drunk early for that mojito party.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Come at us if you got too drunk too early. We all have. We've all had that moment where you go like, fuck, I got here at 4 and it's 5 o'clock and I'm
and
ripped.
I'm wasted. And the whole afternoon is just like going to be long.
When did you last do that? I've been around
know.
You. I just can't remember.
I don't really get wasted anymore. I just get tipsy.
Well, no, I mean, that was, golly, that was probably 15 years ago, that
know.
Mojito party.
You know when? The last time I was in drag.
Oh, my God. It was my,
like the one time
it was
I was in drag.
My friend Kobe's 40th birthday party. So this was
wasted.
Like 7 years ago.
I got wasted really
you got
early.
Wasted really quick. And then we're at, what's the?
Hamburger Mary's.
Hamburger Mary's. And I hear the bartender say, can someone get this queen off my bar? And I look. And you're there
I'm
wearing your
sleeping.
Blue Liza Minnelli outfit with your head and your wig just asleep on the bar.
I think I threw up on the cab on the way home.
You started to, and I made you stop.
Okay.
And then you had to get that dry clean Liza thing outfit. And you were, you know, you also got drunk at Michael Bellavia's Halloween party as Gilly.
Oh, I think I was.
No, because remember, I dropped you off at home, and you walked up the stairs. And then you fell and you slid down your stairs and your dress came up and you could see your boxer shorts and your
right.
head down. And then all I hear was, sorry.
Those were classics.
He was drunk and stayed in character.
You know, that's commitment.
It is commitment.
Anyway, there was basically, the food looks amazing. Everything looks great.
Yeah.
Charlie's complaining about the salmon being raw, even though it's just smoked salmon.
Yeah.
He'd never seen smoked salmon before.
It's like delicious.
You can eat the shrimp. It's blah, blah, blah. So he's, you guys, my theory for this is he weirdly is equating his father paying for the wedding as he likes Andre better.
Well, we get that because,
yeah.
Because Charlie gets drunk and kind of lets his feelings out.
And I guess Chuck knows his son's a loser.
And you know what? He does know. Well,
yeah.
And his, you know, I bet you Charlie has made so many bad business decisions with his dad's money. And Chuck is always having to bail him out.
I bet he's been in trouble. I don't know what he's had several mugshots. I guarantee you was some type of drug possession.
I'm sure. And I don't mean this to be funny. I mean, I'm sure that, like, Chuck has paid for one of Charlie's girlfriends to go to a clinic.
Yep.
Like, he's a horrible, horrible, horrible guy.
Is he married? Is Charlie married? I feel like he is.
Maybe now. His poor wife.
Yeah.
She's either a horrible person or just dumb. Bless her.
Ugh.
I hope he doesn't have children. He probably does.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I haven't cared to look.
Y'all, Poodle says this all the time, and some of you say it's true, and some of you said it's not worked in reality TV. However, I do think these camera people fucking hate Charlie.
Oh, yeah. They hate the whole family.
Because the shots that they get of Charlie's face whenever Andre and Libby are, like, breaking the bread and sitting out and they're doing all the announcements.
There was a special camera person assigned to Charlie that night. I guarantee you.
Yeah. There was the field producer Paulette.
The bride's bread.
The field producer Paulette, she was like, Sammy, stay on him.
Stay on him, Stanley.
Stay on the whole night. You lose him, you're off this job.
And he starts, like, kind of like dancing like the drunk hippo in Fantasia.
But in the chair.
Yeah.
He's not even moving. And then when they do the testimonial, when he's talking to the camera, he can't even stand up straight.
It's really bad.
He's like, well, you know, my dad has seven children.
Seven children.
And he's never spent this much money for them. So what does that
what
mean?
What is that?
And you're right. I mean, he is 100% just jealous.
And what's weird is he has this weird little... Maybe it's almost this, like, weird sexual crush on Andre.
He does.
I swear to God, y'all. And you can discount this if you want, but there's this weird, like either non-sexual or this kind of thing. This is what I want to be with Andre.
It's not even, I don't think, gay. I think it's more, you're everything I wanted to be.
Right.
And couldn't. And so it's almost like an animal dominance of, like, when animals hump each other for power.
And Andre is super confident, and that's something that Charlie isn't, because Charlie plays at it, and his Charlie's self-esteem is nothing, you guys.
Nothing.
Because he's probably been kind of undercut by his father his whole life.
Well, women have laughed at his dick in front of his face when he's pulled down his pants.
Oh, it's tiny, y'all.
It's nothing.
Bird's nest, almond in a bird's nest. It's bad.
Small dick. So we're going to talk about his speech. But before we get to that, because I feel like we're going to end on his speech, I just want to say, you know, so my boyfriend was watching this with me and he was like, who are these people? And I was saying, oh, they're pieces of shit and da da da. I said, but the mom, she's not as bad because she doesn't have a mugshot. And I think she's. And then we have Libby's mom saying,
oh, my God.
You know, I'm expecting a lot of poverty and sad people. And I'm speechless that this is so extravagant, which is code for I'm speechless.
It's so rich here.
That's so rich and not American. How did this happen?
How is there any wealth outside of America and Saudi Arabia?
And I was like, well, and there we are.
Yeah.
The whole family's just a pile of shit.
Oh, yeah. It's some entitlement, America first, like, we're the best. Nothing. I don't need to see anything outside my own backyard.
Yeah.
It's the poodle, only... and I've said before, y'all, travel.
Yeah. These, that's the problem. She might have been places.
She's gone on like a Viking cruise.
Viking river cruises.
Yeah.
But the problem is that her new husband might have taken her to Paris, but not in the formative years. She wasn't able to get out until maybe she was like 40. Or yeah. maybe she's just trash too.
Oh, boy.
That American quote unquote exceptionalism is just, there's something that just digs a hole in me every time I hear it.
It's really gross.
Yeah.
So
they're
Charlie starts saying in his seat that Andre is royalty.
You're royalty
in Moldova,
here, but I don't shit in America.
But just in America. Y'all, you know it's, you're being an asshole when Chuck tells you to calm down.
Right?
I mean.
He said, he's like.
That is like the Hamburglar telling you you've had enough. If the Hamburglar says,
push you over the table,
then you've eaten too many quarter pounders.
rubble. I wouldn't steal that.
What happened to the Hamburglar? Bring back the Hamburglar.
What happened to all those characters?
All there was
what
the
happened
Hamburg-
to fucking Birdie? We haven't seen Birdie in 20 years.
Was that the one that was the triangle?
I don't know. That's Grimace. Grimace is purple.
You remember all of them?
Yes. Hamburglar, Birdie, Ronald McDonald. They had their own little Marvel Justice League. Am I conflating
y'all,
the two?
That's the Marvel Justice
that's
League.
Mine. That
that's Poodles.
Take me to McDonald's. That's my superheroes.
Make 10 movies about that, Marvel, and Poodle will watch it.
No, but seriously, if anybody knows what happens to fucking Birdie, they just put her in jail.
Oh, Birdie was a girl, yeah.
There's also Mayor McCheese. So you've got, let's recap. Ronald McDonald, who's kind of like the Jerry Seinfeld, and then yeah. like Birdie, who, I don't know, they just decided they didn't like.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hamburglar, who was a criminal. Grimace, who God only knows, probably. they probably decided that Grimace was just scary to children.
It's Mayor McCheese was the one that was the burger. Well, you know, they tried to do like a Hamburglar several years ago, but he was hot.
That's weird.
No, they tried to do it like where he was, it was a revamp and it clearly did not go well.
Do we even see Ronald McDonald anymore? Because people are kind of just creeped out by a clown.
Yeah. That's
I think
what
McDonald's kind of went, yeah, we used to do that, but then people got creeped out by it. But they still do the Ronald McDonald House. Helps kids.
Where is it?
This is only interesting to me. Okay, that's a hot Hamburglar. That's a hot hipster Hamburglar, y'all. That is someone who I would go out on a date with for Thai food in Silver Lake. I have went out with that guy. No lie. That is my type. I'm really kind of upset that I saw it.
They did do, y'all. They did a hot hipster Hamburglar.
I'm glad they're not doing a hot Grimace.
I don't think they can make Grimace hot.
Yeah, there's a Trump commercial where Trump walks with Grimace. It's very disturbing.
Really?
Yes.
Like a new one now?
No. Like this is the 80s.
Oh. Well.
Things were different in the 80s.
Things were different in the 80s. Yeah.
So y'all come at me if something happened to Birdie. I want to
know. What happened to Birdie?
I would so bone him. Oh, my God.
He's a pretty cute guy. Anyway, y'all.
God, I've never been so attracted to an animated character that used to rob people before for burgers.
It's true.
But if I could share his burgers.
He could feed you McDonald's while he fucks you.
That's my dream.
It really is.
So
we need to use our McDonald's gift cards.
We need to. So Chuck,
it's going to be a long show.
I know. Chuck makes a toast.
A toast, a toast, a toast. Champagne, delicious bubble.
Champagne, champagne, champagne. Champagne is so delicious. Champagne, champagne, champagne. That's the American version of all that.
Is that the Merry Widow?
No, that's...
That's a deep opera cut, y'all. Sorry.
Fledermaus. Also known as the Bat.
The Bat. Anyway, y'all. So, let's go on to Charlie's speech. Basically...
Well, Chuck says, I feel welcome here. Andre, you are family now. And Charlie's like... I just want to say... You need to get your shit together. Because no one... Don't come to America and ask for nothing. Puke in my mouth.
Y'all, here's the deal. This problem could have easily be solved by one thing. You tell your sound guy who's running the mic.
Yep.
Do you know how many times I've told Poodle that the batteries accidentally went out of our microphone in a live show?
I'll throw it away and project because I was taught to do that.
But seriously, that, and I'm not kidding. I have been at weddings. I have planned weddings where I said, hey, sound person, if I give you the net cut, you cut the mic because we're done. And they've done it.
Yep.
And so honestly, I blame the wedding planner.
You know, I agree. You know what the moral of that story is? Make friends with your sound guy.
Yeah. Your sound guy and your lighting people.
That's the most high-paid people at your wedding.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It was trashy because he's trash.
I think the only bright spot was that most people at the wedding had no idea what he was saying.
No, they don't. But here's the thing that's really going to, and it's probably going to happen, infuriate me. If Libby still defends him to Andre.
I don't think that's defensible.
But she's never, never really comes at her family.
No, you're right.
So we'll see.
That's kind of...
Andre, we were left with Andre.
I'm going to fuck him up.
I'm going to fuck your brother. I mean, fuck up your brother. Y'all, one of our sissies said that they kind of think Charlie was hot.
She said, you would fuck Charlie. And I said, he's a hate fuck for sure.
Yeah. So I want to process that. That's all I want to say.
Andre drags him out and says and talks to him outside. Y'all, his eyes can't even focus, Charlie's eyes. And so we're going to see what happens. I doubt he beats the shit out of him.
Andre wouldn't beat up a drunk person. He would want to, because Andre knows he could kick his ass. He would want to do it when he was sober. Yeah. Hey, y'all, this is Maddie, just me, because we recorded this in two episodes because they're so freaking long. And then we realized we forgot to do an intro and outro. So I'm just letting you know, that's the end of this episode, y'all. You can find us at 90daygays.com. Leave a podcast review. Nothing makes Poodle happier. We've got merch at the website as well. You got a Cameo. And y'all, we'll have part two up tomorrow morning at 11:11 a.m. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.